Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen up, San Diego.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the end of the workday, but Gwen and Chris is just getting started. New year, same Gwen and Chris.
Well, you don't need a shrink to tell you that this guy's a raving psycho.
With Tony Gwynn Jr.
Changs. P.F. Changs.
And Chris Ello.
All right, number five for me is Peking duck.
Ooh.
Have you ever...
fancy.
Gwen and Chris help you get home from work. Now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hour number one in the books. On to hour number two. On to the next hour. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Also joined by our fantastic producer, Matt Scraby, also in the building.
You better get that recorded. I don't hear that too often.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't hear that
the
very
beating
often.
I've taken off the air today is just one for the
ages. Yeah, speaking of the beating, how is that going today?
How is that going?
I forgot about that for 1 second.
Well, you brought it back up, so I figured you
wouldn't
talk
I'll
about it.
I'll have a report right before the Big Five.
All right.
I got to clear some things up.
What is this? What are we calling this? Amendment gate now?
I guess.
Amendment gate.
Huffgate? Aubrey Huffgate?
No, I don't think so. First, I think it's your inability to understand
freedom. Okay, this is why I'm going to clear this up. This is why I'm going to clear this up because apparently I don't know anything about the Constitution.
I mean, you're getting tweet quoted from some like, big people.
Big people. Like, how did they find my tweet? I honestly, when I tweet, I tell Thomas this all the time. I wake up and I'm moody, and so I tweet because it's the first thing on my mind. And one of those tweets.
Oh, by the way. That is so Twitter right there. I'm moody, so I'm going to tweet.
The other reason that he tweets is because he thinks he knows everything. And that's another thing that most tweeters do.
That is also a prerequisite for being on Twitter.
But you prove that you don't know the Constitution of your own United States, and that's why you're taking endless...
I tweeted out thinking, you're thinking no one's going to take notice of this, and then all of a sudden everyone took notice of it.
Coming up in just a bit, we will call out your name of our biggest fan, and they will have 10 minutes to call us back to be entered to our grand prize drawing to win one of two Las Vegas trips to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, along with a two-night stay and dinner at Cafe Hollywood. If you don't get the call, you don't hear your name, no worries. You guys, if we don't get the call from the biggest fan, you guys can then have a chance to be that biggest fan and take their place. Make sure you sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter, and make sure you're listening for your name in the 7 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. hours on The Fan. All right. Will Litch, was a guy who comes on our show often, put together a top National League West breakout players. And we're going to run through this list while we have some time. And obviously, National League West, we'll start with the Pods. And this one was kind of a surprise to both Chris and I because I think – because we watched him play
I think he's already broken out.
There really is no breaking out. But Fernando Tatis Jr. is the breakout player for the Padres, Chris.
Well, he's trying to explain it as to say he's already good, and as long as he stays healthy, you might be looking at an MVP candidate.
Right.
And I think if he got to the level of MVP candidate, then you'd have to consider that a breakout. But
that's true.
I think when most of us can – talk about breakout players, we're talking about guys that really aren't yet on the scene at the major league level. And to me, the breakout player for the Padres this year is Franchy Cordero, or at least I hope it is. Now, again, we know more about Franchy than most people, but when you consider that what this guy has been able to accomplish because of all the injuries, it's not really as much as you would like to see. And to me, if he stays healthy, swings the bat the way he has shown the ability to swing the bat, and he can do it on a consistent basis for a long period of time, that's who I would have as my breakout player for the Padres this year would be Franchy Cordero. Now, there's some other possibilities. Maybe Francisco Mejia is a breakout player. Maybe he becomes an all-star catcher and starts hitting, you know, from both sides of the plate the way we have seen him do in small doses so
far. It would behoove the Padres to have a different breakout player than Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right. In order to have
the expectation is what the expectation already is for Fernando. So if you get a breakout star from the likes of a Franchy Cordero, as you said, I think that means the Padres are on their way
to
having
a good
season.
For Francisco Mejia and Franchy Cordero, if they both have seasons where you're talking about them as potential all-stars, my goodness, you put that together with a, you know, breaking back season for Manny Machado and a you know, just a continuation, I think, from Fernando Tatis Jr., then, I mean, you've got all of a sudden got yourself four or five spectacular guys in that lineup.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We'll move to the Rockies from there. And this one's actually a good breakout because I think the Rockies have been waiting on this guy to break out over the last couple of years. He just cannot stay on the baseball field.
Another one.
And that's David Dahl.
Yeah.
If there were ever a time to finally have that wow season, that it was written by Will Leach. We were promised this is that time right now for the Rockies. They need it in a big way.
David Dahl is a guy that, you know, they've been waiting on here to, like you said, really explode onto the scene now. He hit 302 last year with 15 home runs.
I mean games.
The key number is the number of games he played, and that's 100. And that's the most he's ever played. And by the way, he was an all-star last year.
Yeah.
But the injury came after the all-star break. And then that was it for David Dahl. So you're talking about a guy that in 3 years has played 240 games. That averages to 80 per year. Mm. Even my own San Diego State Aztec mathematics degree tells me that 3 into 240 equals 80. He's got to play 150 games. Yeah. I mean, and if he does that, this is a guy that's going to hit 25, maybe even 30 home runs, and he's capable of stealing you 10 to 15 bases and hit over 300. And in that lineup, in that offense,
those are
probably
going to
score and drive in 100 runs too,
because
you know they're going to be scoring a lot. So David Dahl's got a lot of ability, but he's yet to be healthy enough to show what it is.
All right, the next guy on this list coming out of Arizona, and this kid can pitch, and it's Luke Weaver. For the Diamondbacks.
Keep in mind that he's the main piece that they got in the Paul Goldschmidt trade from St. Louis.
He started 12 games for him last year with a 2.94 ERA.
Not bad.
Only had the 64 innings, a whip of 1.07.
Very good.
This guy can pitch. Who does he remind me of? He reminds me kind of a younger Zach Greinke.
Well, that would be nice for him to live up to something close to that. Obviously, the Diamondbacks would be very happy. I mean, you look at this Diamondbacks team. I mean, they've got Madison Bumgarner now to kind of take the load off of
everybody.
Just let him, you know, he's the number one guy. He's going to be your top guy in the rotation. He's going to be the number one. He's going to face everybody else's number one, as it were. So, you know, that is what the Diamondbacks are hoping. I don't know what the Diamondbacks are necessarily hoping to get from Madison Bumgarner beyond the fact that he's, you know, great leadership and all of that.
That he's going to take the ball
He's just going to take the ball.
Every day.
Now, Robbie Ray is another guy that has been a pretty good, solid left-handed guy for you. He's the number two spot, Merrill Kelly. But Luke Weaver is the guy that makes Arizona a good team.
Yeah.
I mean, if he becomes a solid number two or three type starter,
watch out,
then Arizona's got a chance at least to get to the postseason. You know, everybody always has to say, well, can they catch the Dodgers? I don't know if anybody can catch the Dodgers, but Luke Weaver is I think that's a good call by Will Leach. I do.
And moving on to, speaking of the Dodgers, they're loaded. Not too many guys that you're going to find that you would say are breaking out. It's going to have to be a young guy, and this young guy happens to be the second prospect in baseball, and that's Gavin Lux. We saw him come up at the end of last year. We saw him handle big league pitching well enough to have this type of hope for him, at least if you're a Dodger fan. And I think that's why he's on this list. If he is a breakout star on that team and you assume everything else falls into place,
forget it. He's the one area that you might have an out in that lineup at the moment.
Right.
Here's the thing with Gavin Lux, and I'm going to point this out now. He batted 75 times last year as a rookie, and he struck out 24 times. So that's That's one high. Out of every
That's
three times.
Very high.
Basically. So he's got to cut down on those strikeouts. But everybody you talk to says Gavin Lux is the next big deal. And if he truly turns into being the next big deal, then the Dodgers are just going to be that much more untouchable. I mean, because there really are no other breakout players. Everybody else is broken out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would tell you another guy, though, that I think is a possible breakout candidate for the Dodgers, and that's Julio Urias.
Oh, I keep forgetting about
because
him.
Because this is a guy that has never really been given a spot in the starting rotation. In fact, he started 8 games last year, but every time he started, it was more of one of those placeholder things where he'd go 3 or 4 innings. Urias had a 1.08 whip last year and a 2.49 ERA. He struck out 85 in 79 innings. He is tough to hit.
Yeah.
And if he starts going 6 or 7 innings at the start, the number 3 or 4 spot in that rotation behind Kershaw and Buehler
and Price
and the rest of these guys, Urias could be the breakout guy because he certainly seems like he's got the ability to do it. So
yeah.
We'll keep an eye. Again, I don't want him to be, but if he is and if Lux is, then just forget the whole season again. It's going to belong to the Dodgers.
And for the Giants, Matt Leach wrote this. There really isn't anyone to choose from on this veteran-laden team, so I'll select a 2014 first-round pick who struck out roughly a batter per inning last season. That's Tyler Beede. I don't know much about Tyler Beede. I didn't see him pitch very much for him last year.
No.
So I'll just have to take Will's word for this.
He got 22 starts last year. So, he was in the rotation, but 5-10 record. ERA 5.08. But like Will's saying, he struck out nearly a batter per inning. So you gotta consider the fact that he's young and that maybe they won't make as hard a contact against him this year as they did last year. Because last year, teams hit 271 against him and hit him around pretty good when he wasn't striking guys
271
out.
271 is high.
Right, and that's for striking out a guy per inning.
Yeah.
So that means that the other two guys that weren't striking out were hitting doubles off the fence against him all
I believe
long.
I remember Fernando Tatis taking him deep in AT&T Park or whatever it's called, not Oracle.
I could see that.
Sure, he gave
Fernando
up his
was
share
taking,
of home runs.
For taking a lot of people deep. All right, we got to pay some bills. When we come back, we've been talking about the Aztecs and how well of a start this baseball team has gotten off to 3-1
yes,
to start
focused
the season.
On hoops, but baseball's nice beginning.
That's right. We'll have head coach Mark Martinez.
They even had
join
a celebrity.
Next.
They even added a celebrity sighting at their game last night, from what I understand.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't.
You were there.
That's
I
big.
Mean,
I was about to say I didn't see anybody there. I was looking. I didn't see anybody. We'll talk to Mark Martinez.
I didn't see anybody
when we come back.
They saw you.
This is Gwen and Chris San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We head to the program, 421, Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr., a couple of former San Diego State baseball players.
Indeed.
And so we're pretty happy with the way things are kicking off on the Mesa here this year. Mark Martinez, head baseball coach, San Diego State, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Following a victory last night over Cal State Fullerton and a 3-1 start to the campaign. Mark, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today. 3-1. That's smoke and mirrors. We had 6 errors last night. We got away with the victory, so I didn't lose a ton of sleep over it because we got the win.
You guys had 2 more errors after I left, huh?
Yeah. You know, we're trying to make it interesting, man. You know the infield coach had a very stern talking to after the game last night.
I'm sure.
And which is me.
So. Yeah, I was going to say. Well, the thing that I like about the way the season started, not just the 3-1 record, but, I mean, you guys have really – the schedule has been, you know, impressive so far. I mean, nice comeback win over Virginia Tech. You had to go all the way to South Carolina to get that. You beat Coastal Carolina, a team that's won a College World Series recently. And then you get back home, you play Cal State Fullerton. We always know how good they are. It seems like you, A, wanted to upgrade the schedule, but, B, felt like you have the team to upgrade the schedule this year.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think, you know, when Boise State came into our league, the schedule changed drastically. We went from 30 conference games to 21 conference games, and we saw an opportunity with the group that we have this year. It's a really good team. We felt like we could kind of upgrade the schedule and play a tougher schedule on the front end of conference. And you kind of look at it, and my genius thinking is, yeah, we'll go across country and come back and play Fullerton. That's not real smart to do, but things worked out for us. Our guys did a great job traveling across country. It was a tough road trip. Did a red eye and got up, practiced on Thursday, and played 11 a.m. on Friday, and played 3 o'clock on Saturday, another 11 a.m. game on Sunday, and had to fly back Sunday night. And then respond last night. You could tell by the way we played defense, we were a little sluggish, but we had enough energy in the tank to kind of swing the bats and keep us in the game against a Fullerton team that just went up to Stanford and won 2 out of 3. So what I will tell you is there's a lot of meat on the bone left. We got a really tough schedule ahead with the Tony Gwynn legacy this weekend, and then Oregon State beyond that, and Oklahoma beyond that. So it's going to be a great test for a program that we feel like can compete on a national stage.
Head baseball coach of San Diego State, Mark Martinez, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And two things, Mark. One, tell the guys they just got their first taste of AAA travel right there, because what you described right there was my life, it seemed like, for a long period of time. But the second part is you talked about upgrading the schedule. And as I start to roll through this schedule, we're looking at Iowa, Nebraska, SC, Irvine, mm-hmm. Oregon State for 4, Long Beach State, Oklahoma, New Mexico State. This schedule is loaded. And I think you kind of spoke to it a little bit. You feel like you have the guys on this roster that compete. Talk to us a little bit about your team, the strengths that you guys have this year.
Well, going in, again, we really feel like our pitching staff can match up with anybody. Our front-end pitching, as far as starters go, we got 3 sophomores, Mike Paredes on Friday, Troy Melton on Saturday, and Aaron Eden on Sundays. Mike and Aaron got their feet wet last year. They were kind of forced into some big roles last year, which pays dividends for us this year. Troy just kind of developed into a guy. He's kind of a – I don't want to kill him with this, but kind of a Strasburg-esque type body. Uh-oh. and kind of mechanic type guy. And so, hopefully there's a big upside to what he's doing. And, of course, on the back end, we have Casey Schmidt, All-American closer. And then kind of in between, we have a lot of great guys that can match up. So that part of it we're really comfortable with. I would say that our defense we felt like was a strength going into this year. But after our performance last night, we got a lot of work to do and got to clean some things up there. And then, kind of the bonus is that we're swinging the bats really good right now. Kind of got off the hot start, developed some confidence, and, we're hitting close to 300, over 300 as a team right now. And so we feel like we can kind of match up. And our guys faced really 3 really good arms this past weekend and kind of surprised us a little bit. We didn't expect to see what we saw. Our guys got better from, scouting reports from last year. And our guys handled them really well. So, we're a mature group. We're very athletic. I think we're more physical than we have been in the past. So hopefully that bodes well for the long season. And we'll kind of see how it kind of translates this weekend as well.
I sit right next to his son every single day here. But to me, the Tony Gwynn Legacy Tournament that you're having this weekend still means a whole lot, Mark. I know it means a lot to you taking over for Tony and keeping the tradition going at San Diego State. And you've got Iowa, Nebraska, and USC coming in here. Do you guys take a moment, does this team take a moment to appreciate the Tony Gwynn Legacy part of this weekend?
Well, the one thing I will say is that we celebrate Tony every day, and part of it is that, we remind our guys it's on our right field wall. It says do things right, and we really kind of – and that includes everything. It's not just, on the baseball field, and that's probably what Tony, his mentorship meant more to our program in that regard, is doing stuff right off the field and, being a high character and, a great family person and – great grandfather, the whole 9 yards, and great father. But, we talk about him weekly, daily. And so this is an opportunity to showcase, you know, what he's done, not only for, you know, obviously college baseball, but just baseball in general, but really more what he's done for, you know, the community of San Diego. And, you know, our guys are very educated on Tony's legacy, because we talk about him all the time, you know, and you know, Anthony's come down and talked to our teams, and it just that part of it is infused. I think our biggest challenge now is really making sure we get the message out to the group of kids that are coming in to play the tournament. And that's really kind of our mission, is to make sure they understand, you know, who Tony, you know, what he represents. And that's one thing. Like, I was on the radio today with a program from Nebraska, and I made sure that, you know, we're trying to educate everyone, because, you know, the kids that are playing nowadays didn't get to see Tony play.
No, that's right.
And so, you know, their parents know who he is, obviously, but that's one thing that, you know, we want this tournament to last forever, and, you know, and celebrate Tony and what he's not only for the baseball program, but for our university and obviously the city of San Diego.
Mark Martinez, San Diego State head baseball coach, joining us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Mark, one question before I get out of here. I came in about the third or fourth inning, sat down, and this lanky shortstop came up, Anthony Walters, and he goes deep over to left field wall to tie the game up. I went back and looked at the numbers. He's off to a pretty good start. Tell us a little bit about this kid. Is he a transfer from Mount San Antonio?
Yeah, so he was supposed to come in last year, but during his sophomore season, he slid into second base and blew out his knee. Mm. And he was getting a lot of attention professionally, obviously. So what happened is he got his knee worked on, and he had to sit out last year. And so, you know, by way of him getting hurt, we kind of got lucky in a sense.
Right.
It's bad to say that, but we probably wouldn't have seen him if he was healthy. And so he's a guy that's getting a lot of attention pro-wise. He's swinging the bat really well right now. But I think really what he's made a difference in our program is just his maturity, his leadership, how he goes about his business every day has just been a huge shot in the arm to the program. You know, he's plugged in great with the guys that have played in the program, the veterans of the program, and that obviously helps throughout the clubhouse.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Sounds like you guys are – I know you're off to a great start this season, and it sounds like guys are hitting right now behind you.
Yes, we are. We're trying to get right, man.
I recognize that sound anywhere, because as a former college pitcher, I heard that sound against my pitching an awful lot. Mark,
Chris, you weren't supposed to hear that very often.
Yeah, but I did. I did, unfortunately. Hey, thanks, Mark. Good luck. We'll catch up to you a little later in the year. Have fun with the tournament this weekend.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.
You got it. Mark Martinez right there. And we should point out that the Tony Gwynn Legacy Tournament is not just at San Diego State. USD
right.
is involved in this tournament as well. This weekend host three games themselves. They play Nebraska, Seattle, and Iowa. Arizona is part of the tournament as well. So, look, it's getting to be baseball season, and I know some of you baseball fans out there, you know, you get a little impatient because the Padres don't really kick things off until some spring training this weekend, but you can't really go out and see a game. Well, you know what? Go out this weekend, see some good college baseball, either at San Diego State or at USD, part of this Tony Gwynn Legacy Tournament. Some great teams, including the two local teams that are participating.
That's right.
So have some fun with that. We always have fun when Mark Martinez comes on the show. Very cool. I want to congratulate Dario Garcia. Hey, Dario, you are our biggest fan today. You have 10 minutes to call us back, 833-288-0973. You'll be entered into our grand prize drawing to win one of two Las Vegas trips to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, along with a two-night stay and dinner at Cafe Hollywood. If we didn't call your name, don't worry about it. Keep listening, because if Dario doesn't call in time, then you can call in and take his place. Make sure you sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter. Then listen for your name, 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and in the 4 o'clock hour right here on 973 The Fan.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. It will be good.
Sounds good.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Mark.
That's Cal Quantrill.
Oh, that's Cal Quantrill?
Yeah.
Sounded like Mark Martinez.
He does kind of.
Sounds good.
He
right?
does.
Didn't that sound a little like Mark Martinez there? Coming up next, the program continues.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Turn things over to Scraby. You'll never believe how many home runs Giancarlo Stanton thinks he would hit if he knew what pitches were coming. It's all part of the Big Five, and it is when we come back. Gwen and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., San Diego's number one, 97.3, The Fan.
.438 on the dial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Crisello. We got a Big Five coming around the corner. However, we first need to check traffic with Sudi.
Man, that's some great traffic.
I was about to say, is that the new traffic?
Well, bumper-to-bumper traffic on South 15 from Kearny Mesa to the 5. Couple reasons why. We got a fender bender South 15 north of the 52 blocking the left lane. And still hearing about a bumper in the left lane, South 15 north of Market Street. Meantime, it's a wheelbarrow sitting in the middle of West 52. It's just west of Santo Road. Looks like it's already been hit. And boy, that's going to do some damage to your car if you do. Divorce is hard, but men can trust Cordell and Cordell to handle their financial and custody interests in this stressful time. Schedule a call with the Divorce Attorneys for Men at CordellCordell.com, 1455 for Z Road, Suite 500 in Mission Valley. I'm Sue DeVincent with Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
That's a new record, by the way. Thomas slid on the board, and he was on the board for less than 5 seconds.
You played the wrong thing?
That's amazing. It couldn't have come at a better time.
Hold up.
Oh, here comes Grumpy Man.
Here's the deal.
Let's hit on.
Have you ever heard the saying, hey, so-and-so, don't mess up right field so bad so that no one else can play it after you've left?
I've never heard that saying.
Never heard that before? Well, you're going to hear it now. Because the reason Thomas messed up.
Oh, come on. Do not blame this on me.
It's because Scraby is on the board most of the day. And I think when
he's
he leaves
bad mojo
the board and goes over across the way, he's messed it up to the point where nobody can operate the board properly. So I think that that's kind
fair
of
enough.
What happened there.
Fair enough. All right. That's all I needed. Let's get to the Big
that's
Five.
That's all you needed?
It's now time to expand our horizons, step outside the box.
Who the hell are you guys?
And turn this show upside down.
No. Whatever it is, no.
Gwen and Chris will now talk about the best of the rest in the one, the only, the extraordinary. The Big Five, which starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, a couple things to take care of before we actually get into the Big Five. This hour of Gwen and Chris is brought to you by San Diego County BMW Centers. Right now, get APRs as low as 1.49% for 48 months on select 2016 through 2018 BMW certified models. See a San Diego County BMW Center today for details or visit sdcountybmw.com. Now, before we get into it, I have to address my tweet yesterday.
Here comes clean up on aisle one.
I didn't. Honestly, when I tweeted this,
clean up on aisle one. That's funny.
I honestly didn't. When I tweeted this yesterday, and what I tweeted was Aubrey Huff was not invited to the 2010 World Series champion ceremony at a game for the Giants next season or later this season. And I pretty much I phrased a really, really dumb question.
Holy cow, what happened?
I phrased a really dumb question. And 132 of the responses were educating me on about what the First Amendment is and what freedom of speech is.
But what did you say? What was your actual tweet?
I don't want to bring it up, but
well,
I guess
please
I have
bring
to.
It up so that we understand where all this is coming from. What was your original treat? The one that has been able to garner over 130 responses from 12... people such as Pedro Gomez at ESPN and former Major League ball player Preston Wilson.
Yes, and 13,000 impressions. But I said, I may not agree with what he says, in parentheses, okay, mostly everything, but it's called freedom of speech. By banning him, the Giants are saying they're bigger than freedom of speech, right?
Okay.
So,
as you know, the funny part is, when he initially put this tweet out, he was thinking, they're going to all be on my side.
Oh, man, I'm going to gain all kinds of people to love me for this.
No, I just really wanted to put it out there because, you know what?
This happened right
here. I woke up, I saw that, and I'm pretty angry in the morning, and I thought, I really want Aubrey Huff to be there because he was a big part of that team. I know that he's not a smart guy most of the time with what he says. I tweeted this before he went on the station, our sister station, 95.7 The Game yesterday. He made himself no friends yesterday. So, here's my prepared statement.
God.
I am aware of the First Amendment and what it means. I just wish I would have phrased it better. It didn't help that Aubrey Huff went on our sister station 95.7 The Game and made himself look so bad. And all I wanted to say was, I wish the Giants and Aubrey Huff could put aside differences for a few minutes during the ceremony.
What are you, Alec Bregman now?
So, people, I appreciate you educating me on the First Amendment, but I want my Twitter back because I can't have it without seeing someone educating me.
As the great Herm Edwards once said,
don't
press send.
Our boss sent me a text this morning. I've learned my lesson.
No, you haven't.
I will not be talking about the First Amendment like that.
I guarantee before baseball season's out, we will be talking about a tweet that you have.
Maybe.
Yeah, no,
maybe. But I think I'm going to stay away from anything political from going forward. So.
Oh, please don't.
Speaking of that, if you have any Big Five topics, find me on Twitter at Matt Scraby, at Tony Gwynn Jr., at Chris LOSD, at Thomas71. And the A's, the Oakland Athletics, continue to struggle to find a home on Bay Area airwaves, and it reached a new extreme yesterday. This morning, the team announced they will not be broadcasting games on local radio in the Bay Area. Instead, the local broadcast of games will only be available through the team's web streaming service, A's Cast. This service, which began last year and is provided through the streaming platform TuneIn, will be made available for free to fans in most of Northern California. The press release did not mention whether out-of-market fans will be able to access these streams, but in 2019, A's Cast eclipsed all other MLB teams to become the number one MLB team podcast, making the first time the A's have had the league's most popular and downloaded property. So, Chris, do you think this is going to hurt, help, or stay the same for the A's?
The only thing that's going to help the A's is the demise of the Houston Astros, which I'm predicting.
Because they'll finally be able to break through for once?
Yes, they'll break through and they'll win that division this year. I'm picking the A's. I'm in love with the A's right now. I think they're going to be America's team this year.
In love and America's team? Yeah. Tony just gave you a look.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because everyone's going to be rooting for the A's. Who else can win that division besides the A's
Angels
or the Astros? You think the Angels can? Pitching?
They got some decent. Oh, they didn't get to trade. They still got some good pitching. All right.
Well, I think the A's are the best crack at knocking out the Astros this year. So with that said, I think they're going to have a lot of support this year. But as far as their television deal is concerned,
their radio deal.
They're not on the radio?
No, they're only on their app or TuneIn. TuneIn as well. TuneIn is a service.
That worries me just because I'm afraid that one day everybody's going to only be available on an app.
But that doesn't... I don't think that would change us. We are available on an app.
Right. But I get worried for play-by-play announcers. I want them to have
I don't think they'll ever go away.
Okay.
I think this is kind of a new wave idea.
Is it a new wave?
That is a few years off from being a popular thing. Tony, what do you think?
I want to read you how you started.
Oh,
so
great.
You said, the A's continue to struggle to find a home on Bay Area airwaves. Now, that leads me to believe that they don't necessarily want to get away from radio. They just can't find anybody to put them on their station.
They've been on
correct?
A lot of different stations the last few years. Last year, they were on like 860 AM in Sacramento.
So is them going this route, them saying, you know what, we want to be ahead of the curve, or is them going this route saying, we can't find nobody to play our games?
Both.
That's what I think it is.
You think it's the latter?
I think they would like to be on radio.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense not to be. I mean, this is...
listen, the problem that baseball has is that their demographic is much older. And it's usually the older people that listen to the radio for the most part. No offense to anybody out there.
You got to continue to have baseball on the radio. You're going to lose way too many people.
Way too many
people. Don't want to take the time to try and find it on an app.
This is a team that, weren't they in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
One game playoff?
Yeah.
They were in the playoffs last year.
They're in the playoffs.
2 years in a row. And you having a hard time, that is disturbing.
That's what I said.
I don't think that that's a good thing. For them, to answer your question, I don't think that's a good thing at all.
Okay.
Number four.
There has been a new golf league trying to get support of the biggest players worldwide to join their tour.
That's why Rory got in the Big Five.
It's called
today.
The Premier Golf League, and it has big investors with deep pockets. We know professional men's golf is essentially the PGA Tour and the European Tour, but the PGL wants to get rid of a lot of the weekly tournaments, discard the lower and middle-class players, and present a collection of the top players in the world for each of its events. The league is backed by Saudi money, proposes to conduct 18 events consisting of 48-player fields for $10 million per purses, and they'll go from a 72-hole traditional tournament format to 54-hole no-cut individual stroke play championships. World number one golfer.
Temporarily.
World number one golfer.
Temporarily.
World number one golfer.
Temporarily. Rory, LA tournament over the weekend.
He did. World number one golfer Rory McIlroy talked about joining the new league and said this. And he did. Lose.
Did he say what?
What
did he say?
What are we doing, Thomas? It says golf.
Thomas?
I've never been one for being told what to do, and I like to have that autonomy and freedom over my career, and I feel like I would give that up by going to play this other league. So for me, I'm out. My position is I'm against it until there may come a day that I can't be against it. If everyone else goes, I mightn't have a choice. But at this point, I don't like what they're proposing.
So that was Rory McIlroy. World number one golfer Rory McIlroy. Tony, can anything really oppose the PGA Tour?
Yeah. If enough players decide to join this league. This is, by the way, the first one who I've heard publicly say.
Tiger said he was out on it, too. Right now. Right now, just like Rory said.
I read that he said that he was looking into it.
Yes, but...
It can't be both. It can't be both.
I actually looked for a while to find that quote last week, and I couldn't find it I could only find it in print.
Probably. So you found it, though.
Go ahead.
This guy's evidence is terrible. Don't let Scraby defend you in the court of law, because he would have you going to jail.
That's why I'm not a lawyer.
Yes, of course it can be a... If this world... golf Premier League thing happens, it'll be because a lot of the players are interested in it. And ultimately, the tour is as good as the players in the tour. So, of course, it's a possibility. As of right now, though, I think it's a little far away.
He did say he was looking into it. We've done this before with other things.
That, my friend, is not a no.
It's not. Chris, what do you think about world number one Rory McIlroy?
Well, I actually agree with world number one Rory McIlroy on this one. I don't like the idea of this new league. And the reason I don't is because it sounds like it's going to cater only to the top 40 or 50 players in the world, which is great for the top 40 or 50 players in the world. But I think you've got to have the rest of golf, and you're just leaving the rest of these people out. It's kind of hard to make this same connection, but the New York Yankees would not necessarily exist if it wasn't for the likes of the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals and some of the teams that they're able to beat up on. If they played 162 games a year against the Boston Red Sox, it would get really old really fast. So I think that you need more than 40 golfers on the tour.
I like that.
And I don't care for a tour that is going to be exclusionary in that respect, and I totally agree with Rory that's not something I would go for.
So
number three.
So something can't oppose PGA Tour.
No, something can try to oppose the PGA Tour. So in answer to his question, sure, something could oppose it, but this is
not
what I would. I'm not feeling this particular opposition to it.
The NFL draft.
Number three.
The NFL draft speculation on where Joe Burrow wants to play has a few people angry. The players of the Cincinnati Bengals themselves, a few tweeted the other day addressing the way media has covered the number one pick and Joe Burrow possibly wanting out of Cincinnati, including two main offensive players, Tyler Boyd and Joe Mixon. Tyler Boyd tweeted, "The way media talks so down on us is really absurd. The disrespect is crazy, but it's life. All it consists of is proving people wrong." Then running back Joe Mixon quote tweeted that and said, "Straight clowns, bro. Come September, we've bout to turn up all year on they bleep. All season long." Chris?
What?
He's pretty much saying we're going to turn it. They're going to be good next year.
Okay.
Do the Bengals players have something to gripe about here? And we're kind of short on time.
Is it me?
Chris.
It's Chris.
The Bengals ought to just worry about winning games. They don't have anything to gripe about, no.
Tony?
Thank you, Chris. Yes. Win some games. You won't have the media talking crazy about you. Period.
Number two.
All right, what I really wanted to get to, New York Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton today called out Houston Astros owner Jim Crane for saying that his club's illegal sign-stealing system may or may not have had an impact on the competition on the field in 2017. Here is Giancarlo Stanton talking about what he could have done if he cheated.
How would I feel? If I knew what was coming in 17, I probably would have hit 80-plus home runs.
That's what he said. He said if he knew what was coming, he's hitting 80 home runs. Tony, could he legitimately hit 80 home runs if he knows what's coming?
Yes. Giancarlo mishits so many home runs off the end, off getting jammed, and he's in Yankee Stadium. He very well could have known, if he knew what was coming, could have hit 80-plus homers. But that's the lovely thing about this is, this is part of the punishment for the Astros. All players can just throw out most ridiculous things ever.
Say, and they have to take it.
If I knew what was coming, and nobody can really say anything against it, because when you look at the Astros numbers when they knew what was coming, it's pretty outstanding.
Chris, could Giancarlo Stanton hit 80 home runs if he knew what was coming?
I would think most guys could not do it, but I would say that he's one guy that probably could.
Yeah, 59.
When he knows what's coming at those home run hitting contests, he seems to hit the ball out of the ballpark just about every single time.
Very good point.
So I'll stick with that.
All right.
Number one.
Wide receiver Stephon Diggs has removed all references to the Vikings from his Instagram account, which has prompted speculation that the Vikings may trade him. Diggs is due to make $10.9 million in salary this year with a cap number of $14.5 million. Trading him would clear only $5.5 million in net cap space, since a trade would result in a $9 million cap charge. So, Chris, will his teammates accept him back after seemingly scorching earth with the Vikings?
Well, scorching earth, why? Because he's...
He removed everything from his Instagram.
I'm so glad you said that.
Because
he's removed the fact that he belongs to the Vikings from his Instagram?
Apparently, everything that, makes him look
like
he's a Viking.
Okay, so will the players accept him back if he ends up back in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yes, they will. Because they understand that this is a business and he's got to do what's best for Stephon Diggs and take care of himself. And if he feels like he's being dissed or disrespected by the organization, then this is the way he wants to react to it. But every player's got to look out for themselves, and I think the rest of the players on the team understand that.
You know, when I'm leaving 97.3 The Fan, I'm deleting all my photos.
That sounds like a scraby move, so it wouldn't surprise me
if they
me
fired
at all.
Me, maybe.
Well, listen, I think what we've learned from in the past, this is how players tell everybody that they're probably not going to be with the team moving forward. We've seen this. It pretty much happens all the time now. They remove everything from the old side that they were on. Start a new chapter. No, nobody takes offense to it. These are all grown men at this point. So they understand it's a business, unlike some of the young guys, maybe.
Or the producers.
Or producers.
Stephon Diggs sounds like a young guy in this whole thing. Oh, let me remove all my Vikings
photos. I've never been one for being told what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds like a young guy, too. But he's not.
I think he's like 27 or 28.
Or maybe.
But he is also world number one. Over Brooks Koepka.
If you would stop saying that, or don't stop saying that, you're going to be world number 101 here pretty soon.
I'd be fine with that. 101 as a golfer? All right.
Not
Let's
as
go.
A golfer.
Let's go. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Scraby.
Thanks, Thomas, for getting us through that.
Happy Manny Machado Day. A year ago today, Manny Machado signed with the Padres. Our jaws hit the floor, literally. We'll talk to a guy who interviewed him yesterday, right here on 97.3 The Fan. That's Padre Insider
the Fans Padre Insider. AJ Caspel joins us next. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.